There are two ways of meeting difficulties. You alter the difficulties, or you alter yourself to meet them. How are you all?
Welcome to another episode. And since today is a special day, it's Labor Day.
Yeah.
And last weekend, when we were sitting together to write down the e-postcard for the Sunday, as you all, some of yours must have been subscribed to it. So the one thing we spoke about, and we also mentioned on the newsletter, was about how the solutions, in spite of being there, we know about it. We are sharing it with you all. A lot of other people are sharing it out. Still, there's always a insufficiency of action. And that's what got us talking, that why is it that way?
And yeah, it's a bit perplexing.
Yeah.
I mean, even after giving out all the solutions and discussing everything, sometimes people just don't want to take that next step. It must be scary for them, but why not? Why aren't they?
Yeah. And as we got talking about this subject, we concluded with the fact that it's the thing that we want to be in our comfort zone always.
Yeah.
And this is okay only for this episode, although nothing in the body is separate, whether it's the physical body, as we already spoke about the five levels, nothing is separate, but just for better understanding how things work, we kind of segregate or classify things. So in that way, we can consider the body and the mind for once just being different. And what happens is the body is designed for survival, and think of the body having a mind of its own.
That's true.
And because it's designed for survival, it'll always crave for the comfort zone. But that does not necessarily mean that just because we call it the comfort zone, that it is always comfortable. For example, someone who's working at a job is probably getting paid really well, of course, because of that they're stuck over there, but somehow they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have the thought that, what if I go out and I do something of my own, or I change my job and go and take up another job? But then there's always this insecurity that comes along with this decision.
Actually, to that note, I need to tell this one quote, that there are two ways of meeting difficulties. You alter the difficulties, or you alter yourself to meet them.
That's perfect.
So, yeah, so it's coming to the same point as you just mentioned, that we always try, if there's some kind of difficulty, we try to change that situation externally. As you said, if someone is not happy in their job and they are trying to change that by probably talking to their boss about it, that's one thing.
Or they won't.
Exactly.
They generally don't.
And that's another problem. And then they try to find balance in other things because they can't change that one fact.
Exactly.
Or there's a second possibility, a second very good option, which I would say is adapting to one's own mindset, own behavior, like how resilient we can be in the face of adversity.
Exactly. So because we always give over the control to the body because of living the same life.
Yeah.
And as Juhi said, you know, we are not talking to our bosses or spouses or whoever it may be. Or whether it's not even a person, we are avoiding a certain situation because it's not comfortable to us. Because to face it is not going to be comfortable to us. And because of that...
Yeah. And okay, let's just take another example over here. Not just about job or anything.
Hmm.
Okay. Maybe, you know, someone has PCOS and and they get themselves operated.
Yeah.
Okay. And even after removing those cysts, it's going to come back again.
That's true.
Right? So you're doing things externally.
And although you might be taking supplements,
yes,
you might be doing all the possible right things like eating right, being more mindful, having a journal. That's a part of it. That's a part of the journey to wellness. But here we are talking about
the mindset.
Yeah. And our ability to take action. Because at the end of the day, we can say, yeah, okay, there are trapped emotions. There is ABC factor, even on the higher levels. Okay, there's generational trauma, whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, the action still remains in your hands.
That's true. I mean, we do have an opportunity.
Yeah.
But we need to grab it and we need to act on that.
Exactly.
That's very important.
Yeah. And this is by no means to criticize you. But it's just a harsh reality that we all have to face that, even if we make excuses, it's not going to serve us. I mean, we don't care. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what other people think. But what you do, I mean, if we are making excuses, we are fooling ourselves.
Yeah. And that's one question that I want to ask everyone. What can you leave today, something that's very comfortable to you, so that you can advance in your life? Yeah. What's that one thing? And do it. Leave that. Because growth can only happen when you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, and with that fact, two things I want to add. One thing is, how do you feel in the face of fear? I mean, even when you read novels or when people refer to the feeling of fear, they always say that, I felt like my stomach dropped. I felt butterflies in my stomach. Or things like, generally, it's always a feeling that's an energy flow going downwards. And as we take the energy centers,
it's diminishing you.
And as Jui said, it's diminishing you. That's a feeling which is more closer to death. Because even in death, what happens is that energy is leaving.
Yeah.
Right. So it's in a way, how can it be rewarding? And if you are constantly living, not constantly, but if you're doing things that make you feel that way, and of course, over the time, the body adapts to it. But what happens is that here we are wanting to get well. We are doing everything we can, diet, supplements, whatsoever. And we are expecting that we will feel vibrant, lively, energetic, etc., etc. And on the other hand, we are living with those situations that's causing that fear or that diminishing of energy or the flow of energy more downwards. How it's not even compatible if you think about it.
Yeah.
Those two things don't go hand in hand. So the very base of wellness. Yeah.
But also to that point, actually, courage, if we look at courage, because it comes, courage and fear cannot be on the same plate.
Yeah.
Right. Courage is actually mastery of fear, resistance to fear, but not absence of fear.
Yeah. So it's not like you have to, that fear not being there is a solution. I mean, fear will always be there. And actually, fear is a teacher.
Yeah.
So we have to look at fear in a positive light. As you said, the reaction to fear is what matters.
Exactly. I mean, fear, you will always be uncertain. It's going to be risky.
Mm.
It's not going to be a secured future, but you still have to take the action forward. You still have to act upon your own values and your own belief system.
And we can be the very best examples for y'all. If I don't know whether y'all know it or not, but we shifted our country. We came to a country where we didn't speak a word of Spanish. And that too, we are living in a city, Valladolid, which is where there are not even sufficient English-speaking crowd, I mean, the population. And it was not just that, but we came here with, for those of y'all who don't know, we had a natural dyeing organic clothing company, naturally dyed organic clothing company. And this was, again, for the sustainable environment and to reduce toxins, etc., etc. We won't get into that. But the point is that we came here to continue this business. But then because of certain things happening in 2020, which we all are aware of, things didn't go that our way, the way we were supposed to. And you can imagine that, you know, here we are, have all our savings liquidated, and we have no clue what's happening. We are completely lost. We are in a country where we don't know the language. We don't understand anyone. We have no one around.
Yeah, and the best course was to go back home.
Yeah.
Even that wasn't possible.
That was the comfort zone, right? That should have been in the comfort zone. But we thought that, no, maybe it's a sign that we are meant to do more. And since we were already into health and wellness, we had the courage, because it was not easy. It was, fear was there because it was the uncertain. Imagine having to invest almost all your savings and just being a student again and taking up something and doing it full time.
It does take a toll.
And even doing that, even after that, things weren't easy.
Yeah.
For us. I mean, there has been a lot of struggle, but yet we fight against the odds. But here's the thing. I'll tell you one thing. The satisfaction and the fulfillment that you get out of doing what you are meant to do, what you intuitively feel, is exceptional. In spite of the face of difficulty and not being in your comfort zone, and if you compare that to someone in the comfort zone, it might not be the same for many of us.
That's true. I mean,
they might be living a life of security, but it would be, life is hollow and has no meaning. It's like they're not happy.
Yeah, void from inside.
Yeah, and in that state, if you want to get well, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. And supplements, even if you think about supplements, you know, a lot of people are just, and this is a thing where people are getting exploited. All of us are getting exploited, because there are huge amount of supplement companies out there, and they're trying to earn a buck out of selling out these supplements as a replacement to food or to lifestyle changes or to changing our life and whatever we are talking about today. And as the name suggests, supplement is to supplement something. Does not mean that it replaces anything. So what we are trying to encourage you to do is to go within, listen to yourself, find some peace for yourself, because the answer for you, you might not consciously know the answer, but your inner self, your higher self, your subconscious knows the answer, or your superconscious, not the subconscious. It knows the answer. And the way you can connect with it is by quieting the mind. And that doesn't mean to stop thinking. You let the thoughts come and go. They don't belong to you. You just have to be a spectator and not entertain the thoughts that don't serve you. And as you start doing that, basically, as you start shifting into the parasympathetic mode and be there for longer periods of time, you will start connecting to your intuition or your inner self or your higher self. And that's when all the answers are clearly going to come to you, and you'll know what to do next. And when you know it, don't hesitate. It's going to be scary. It's going to be, because of course it's uncertain. It's something you can't see, you can't predict, you can't measure. And it might sound crazy. Like, even the step we took back then to invest everything we had and to live in a country where we don't speak the language, invest everything that we have and start our life all over again at our age, although we are not old, but it was loco in the eyes of a lot of people, and there was definitely lashback. But at the end of the day, everything is turning out amazing. Right.
Yeah, because we were and we are still hell-bent on what we want to do and what we want out of our lives. And that's really important, because you need to have clarity, at least in that zone, that this is exactly what I want. And this is the bigger picture. But let's not go there, because it's overwhelming. So let me take it step by step. And in small, manageable steps, you can eventually reach the goal, and you would say, oh, it was easy. I mean, why was I just getting so overwhelmed and anxious about it? But then you have to just keep going on.
Yeah, and things will not make sense in the beginning. It's not going to be logical.
Because it's not a straight line, right?
Not just
meandering
that.
Path. at the end of the day.
Not just that.
And it's fun to play with the uncertain and the risky.
Yeah, but the conscious mind is very limited.
Yeah. The conscious mind is going to do its chatter and you have to let it do so. Let those thoughts drift and still you have to sort of fight with your own mind.
Yeah.
Because it's actually
your conscious mind.
Yeah. You've got to fight with it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way out.
Actually, it can be said, let me just give you an example to really make it how this thing actually works about, since I'm also into the study of the mind. So think of a mountain and there are three versions of yourself. There is a version that's right on top of the mountain and there is a version of yourself which is below the mountain, and there's a version of yourself right in the middle of the mountain somewhere, right? Or it's not even three people, it's just two versions of yourself, one on top of the mountain, one at the bottom of the mountain, and the one on top of the mountain can actually see everything, and one at the bottom of the mountain can only see right what's ahead of you, right?
Yeah.
And nothing else, nothing further, which is very limited in terms of what the self is, and what the person, your own self, which is standing at the base of the mountain, is able to see. So what happens is our higher self, the one that's standing on the mountain, is going to echo things like, it's going to tell us that, hey, keep going, you know, it's going to be all fine. But here you can see a path which is like full of cactuses and you just can't even see the horizon ahead. It might just feel like there's a great drop ahead, you know, if you keep going ahead, and it seems like, oh no, exactly, this is ultra crazy, no, it doesn't make sense, why should I go there? It's you know, the conscious mind is very calculative, but then the higher self knows everything about you. You have got to listen to it, because also when you are in the fear-based state, you are in the sympathetic mode. Any which ways, all the blood is drawn to your extremities.
Yeah.
And the body is living in a flight and fight mode. Your brain is like a radio.
Your heart is closing down.
Your heart is closing down. Your energy is flowing down.
Yeah.
You're never going to take a right decision when you are in such a state. And also on that line, if you're angry, if you feel fearful, don't take decisions at that time. Don't engage in heated debates with anyone, because
that's a form of a courage of not engaging in any kind of fight or quarrel, or you know, because it's going to actually disrupt your own integrity.
Yeah.
So I think even that's a part of being courageous, when you're not taking an action, and you should know when you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's true. And even on those lines, as you said, that not also when a person is angry, or if you are holding anger within yourself, if you are holding jealousy within yourself, or any such emotion, you've got to think about it. What is it doing to the other person for whom you're holding this feeling? Nothing. Right? What is it doing to yourself? What is it doing to you? So does it really make sense to hold on to such emotions?
Yeah.
Every time you feel those negative emotions, you should
Burdens. In fact, of course it happens to everyone, and I also experienced it, and it burdens my heart for some reason.
That's for sure.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
And I don't feel happier in myself.
Of course.
So I'm sure many of you can resonate with me on that, because it's the feeling is really true.
Yeah. And not feeling happy is equal to not being into of course, I mean, I'm talking about chronically or long-term happiness. If you're not happy in the long term and you're trying to achieve wellness, it's a big mismatch. In a way, happiness or a happy life is equal to wellness.
Yeah.
Only when you are living your purpose, when from within you feel aligned
with your values, your beliefs, and who you are, who you want to be, have clarity on that.
You are genuinely happy and not trying to distract yourself by purchasing stuff or by
buying the next or big shiny object
or just basically nourishing your ego,
yeah,
it's not going to result in anything. That's like a fake happiness, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can keep doing that if you like, but also at the same time, search for what genuinely makes you happy and excited in life,
what you're passionate for.
Yeah, and once you have the answer to make the change, is going, it might be, in most cases it will be very difficult or seemingly illogical, or it can be unattainable.
Yeah, and actually we also attend this cultural exchange session,
yeah,
every Monday. So this week we had a discussion in the group, like if you would be 18 again, what would you want to do?
Yeah.
And I literally want to do the thing that I'm doing right now.
That's a good question to ask.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, I could have changed, but I've still got the opportunity and I'm doing it today. So I'm taking that action.
That's a good question to ask. If I'm 18 again, what would I do?
Yeah.
And on those lines, okay, have you come across on YouTube or anywhere some elderly person sharing their life experience or wisdom with the rest of the world, saying that the one thing that they regret is not doing the things that they wanted to do.
That's true.
That they felt was more, that they were more aligned towards.
Yeah.
And I have come across such content before. And I think it's also one of the crucial things in not just living a happy life, but also being well. Because as you reverse engineer your health, and health comes from a place, wellness comes from a place where there is fulfillment, where there is happiness, where there is love, compassion, gratitude.
Perfectly said.
Yeah. So you've got to think about it on a very serious note. As you do the rest of the practice, whether it's diet, lifestyle,
trust the process and keep doing it. Take small steps, because the bigger one can be a bit overwhelming. So to reach that stage, but do take these small steps, which are important.
Yeah.
And hit it from all sides. That's what you're trying to say. Not just with supplements, but also find that inner voice.
Yeah, find the inner voice, have your proper nutrition, your supplementation, if that's what aligns with you.
Release the trauma.
If
you don't know, if you are not confident on that, seek answers from other people and then try to find out by going inwards as well.
Yeah. And if you ever need help and you can't find anyone, or we are just right in front of you, we are, in a way, together. We work as mind body practitioners. I mean, at this point of time, we have done so much that, at least for me, I have lost what should I call myself, right? Because but at the end of the day, the name is not important. What you call yourself is not important. That again is just about nourishing your ego, right? I mean, I would be nourishing my ego if I would be trying to say, oh, I should call myself this, I should be that way. All that doesn't matter. What matters is that we are here to help. We could have taken the comfort zone, our comfortable path, and we could have had a very comfortable life, but then we chose to be here, we chose to help y'all, we chose to do this because this is what fulfills us.
Yeah, totally.
So always, if you ever need help, you're always here. You can visit our website. All the links are in the show notes. You can always reach out and you'll never be denied help. That's what we can say for sure. And on that note, if I may ask, when a farmer, he sows his seeds, does he ever try to measure, evaluate how the seed is going to turn into a crop, like a plant or a tree or whatsoever?
He has to believe in nature for that.
Trust in the process.
He has to believe in the soil. He has to believe that it's going to rain. He has to believe on the sun that it's going to show up every day.
So as you do what you do, in terms of whether it's your nutrition, diet, mindset, lifestyle, emotions, whatever you need to do, what aligns with you, what your intuitions tells you, your higher self tells you, as you do all this, don't try to measure or ask or try to calculate the logistics of how point A and point B is going to be achieved.
Actually, that's a left brain.
Yeah.
That's a lot of analytical work.
Yeah. But here's the thing, it's not like left brain is bad and right brain is good.
Yes,
it's just that they have to be balanced. I mean, too much of right brain and not much of left brain is also a problem. So there has to be a balance. And so always go with the flow. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. In fact, a lot of times we assume or we think of that things should be a certain way, or we should have a certain outcome. And this perception or this idea is at times conceived by our conscious brain. But again, it's limited. So maybe the end goal, but there's no end, but whatever goal, wherever you need to go, is probably nowhere close to what you think it is. But it's probably even much more better. So,
because in the process, you are becoming who you really want to become.
Yeah.
So
the point is,
that end goal may not be the ultimate one.
Yeah. The point is, the person, the version of yourself standing in the mountain knows everything about everything, like what, where you are, what you can, what's ahead of you, what's behind of you, what's, it knows everything. So trust in that higher self of yours, trust in that inner voice of yours. In fact, it's not even necessary to know the goal. It's necessary to follow what you feel. The way you feel, genuinely feel, is more important, and you should act on what gives you more reward and fulfillment. You should act on your excitement and let the rest manifest by itself. You will always get what you are meant to get. And it's always going to be more than your expectation, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Right now, even as we do this podcast, we don't care how many of y'all are watching or listening to us, but we know that it is our job. That job as in not a job. I mean, job is
it's our duty.
It's our duty and it's what we love to do. We love to educate and help people. And this is our duty, our task, and this is what we're going to keep doing, provided anyone is out there listening or seeing or whatsoever. If it's one or one person or 100 people, 1,000 people, it really doesn't matter. We are going to do what we do.
Yeah, with the utmost authenticity, because that's what it's coming from.
Yeah, and if ever y'all want to communicate or even ask questions.
I think this is a very interesting topic that y'all can actually discuss with us, because I think it has so much in it that this small little episode cannot encompass everything.
Exactly. So as always, if you all need to ask questions, if you all need need support, don't hesitate to reach out to us or post in your questions. We'll always be happy to even address them on the podcast. So that's it for today.
Yes.
And I think today's topic really fitted today's day. It's a Labor Day, and it's all about, and we are all doing our labor, our work. And I think today's message is we need to align with our higher self, with our emotions, with what we feel good about, and do it without thinking what might be the logical outcome or whether it's logical or not. That's it. So with that, we take your leave until Friday. We'll be seeing you all with another interesting topic.
Yes. So looking forward for that.
Yeah. Until then, be happy and be healthy. See you all.
Bye.